Morning, everyone. Josh here, Solopreneur Grind, episode number 37. It is Thursday, April 11th. Hope your week's going well. Thursday's a weird day. It's not quite Friday. You're over hump day. I don't know. I don't know about my thoughts on Thursday. We'll have to save that for another episode. Hope you're doing well. Exciting news, another podcast episode going live today. So I had a semi-professional baseball player on as a guest who's still playing. Guy's got over 24,000 Instagram followers. So he's the reason why I had him on, traditionally I don't really have athletes on, although you could still kind of categorize them as solopreneurs, right? Because they're selling their own services to sports teams. That's effectively their business. So I think that's a good enough reason in and of itself. But Carson, which is his name, keep an eye out for the episode later today, has been building his brand on Instagram for, what is it now, probably about 10 years. And so he's got a huge following. He's focusing on building his brand. He knows how important that is, and that when his baseball career is over, it will provide him with other opportunities as well as while he is still playing baseball. So keep an eye out for that. What I wanted to talk about today is sales and how it relates to punctuality. And that's going to sound a little bit weird, but the reason why is because of the way I found a VA a few weeks ago to start outsourcing my Instagram. Not all of my posting. I still do all the posts about the podcast and the sound waves and the stories and all that stuff. But you may have noticed, if you've been following me on Instagram at Solopreneur Grind for a little while, that all of a sudden my quote posts got a little bit nicer in terms of design. And what I realized was that, I realized this a long time ago, I'm not a very artsy person. I'm not good at design. And even if I wanted to be, it would take me twice as long as somebody who was good at it. So instead of struggling, you know, and spending double the time trying to put up a nice post, I'll just hire someone to do it for me, spend my time elsewhere, and make up that money in other ways. And I've done SG Dailies on that trade-off between when you should hire someone and when you shouldn't. I forget which episode it is, but take a look back on prioritization and hiring and outsourcing, and you should see some good videos on that. I'll probably go in more in-depth at some point too. But it got to the point where I knew I had to outsource, and then the first thing I did was I hopped into Facebook groups where I knew I could find these people, right? Because there's a few ways to do it. You can go on Fiverr, you can go on Upwork, but then you're just sifting through dozens of people. You don't know if the ratings are good or whatever. So I went into Facebook groups that I've been a member in for months on end. There's some solopreneur groups and stuff like that. I highly recommend making use of Facebook groups no matter what it is you do. Any type of solopreneur, entrepreneur, just looking to get started. There's millions of Facebook groups out there full of real people. You can see their profiles because it's through Facebook, so that's an element of legitimacy. Anyways, I saw someone else who had posted looking for a VA to help with social media. So all I did to find mine is went and looked at everyone who commented on their post. And there were about like 20, 25 VAs. And what I did was I looked at the messages and found the ones that looked like they were well-written from organized people. I sent messages to, I think, four different VAs. This was on a Sunday late morning. And I had two people respond within a few hours. And one of them, shout out to, I don't think it's worth mentioning, I don't, you know, privacy, blah, blah, blah. So I'm not going to mention her name, but you know who you are if you're watching. And she responded within a couple hours, and a couple hours later, we scheduled a call for a few hours later. And by that night, I had hired her for a small job. It was like, I think, 10 pictures. And with the understanding that if that went well, it would lead to a bigger job, which it since has. But the moral of that story is, she responded promptly on a Sunday, set up a quick call on a Sunday, and had my business that night. And then what happened was I woke up Monday morning and had messages from two others. And by that time, I already had paid the first VA, right? So the lesson is not you should always check Facebook and be checking emails and messages 24/7. But there is a message in there that's saying maybe you should be checking them at least a couple times a day on the weekend. Because if this lady didn't, then she may have missed out on that sale opportunity. And not only that, because she was so punctual with her responses, it removed all competition because the other competition were still either enjoying their weekend, sleeping, looking after the kids, whatever, whatever, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But just think about it from a logical perspective. She had the time to respond, answer questions, set up a phone call, finish the phone call, send me an invoice before I even got a response from other people. So that completely removes the competition because they haven't even responded yet. And so that's why when I started my law firm about a year and a half ago, I made it a mission to respond quickly because traditionally lawyers are not known for responding quickly. So if I had a potential client especially message me, very, very prompt with responses, I usually respond on the weekend, not right away, but I do check email every day of the week, no matter what. And in those situations, it can be very worth your while to respond promptly and politely and helpfully. So that's what I wanted to discuss today. Again, it's all about finding the right balance, right? I'm not saying work all day, every day, but hey, it might be a good idea to take a look at the channels that you're using and mediums of communication that you're using a couple times a day. It's not going to give you a heart attack to do that, and it may give you these really great opportunities where you can effectively remove the competition from your sales cycle. So anyways, that felt like a good rant. Hopefully it helps, and I would love to know your thoughts. Make sure to subscribe to either on YouTube or the podcast if you're listening, and keep an eye out for the episode dropping later today. Hope your week's going well. I will talk to you tomorrow. Have a good one.